Right, I hope my voice lasts. What was the question? What was the title of the sermon? Were you listening? Wasn't "Are You Saved"? It did begin with a C. What is conversion? You may be a Christian, and you may be wondering, what exactly has happened to me? You may not be a Christian, and you should be converted. So we've got to ask a very important question: what is conversion? Now, when I was 20 years old, I was converted. In 1965, was it, Mrs. Knott? You were converted. 1965. 1963 for Mr. Knott, was it?
No, 65
for him, 66 for me. 65 for him, 66 for you. You were converted. If you're a Christian, you will say that I am converted. Okay? Now, they take many different shapes and sizes, but if you are a Christian, you have been converted. When I was converted, the people that I worked with were all bouncers and doormen and tattoos all over their faces and heads, and they saw that I had been converted, and so they came to my baptism, and the church was just full of these nutters, which is amazing because that's who church is for. Okay? Now, changes happened to me when I was converted. For example, I used to love watching boxing in the small hours of Saturday night. And I didn't bother getting up for church. Or if I did, I didn't want to be there and I would fall asleep in church. Tom, you're allowed because you've been working a night shift. But I did it because I was watching boxing. But then I was converted and change started to happen. And this is what I did. I went to bed instead of watching boxing at 4 o'clock in the morning, because I wanted to be in church on the Sunday. I was converted. Here's another thing. My friends wanted me to go out and get drunk with them. And when I was converted, I started to say a word. And that word was, no, I'm not going to get drunk with you anymore. I have been converted because I want to now live for God. And he doesn't want me to get drunk. Okay? Now, if you become a Christian, changes will happen in your life. You may be experiencing changes in your life now, and it may be that you are converted. And this morning's message is just going to affirm what is going on in your life. Maybe you can articulate for the first time what it is that's going on in your heart. Okay? Changes. And here we are in the early church. Changes happened. Do you want to see what happened to people who were converted? It says this: for you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do. They live for debauchery. I have to ask Dad what that means, Naomi, because it's taken a long time to explain. You can do that after. Lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. But now people are surprised that you do not join in their recklessness and their wild living. And they heap abuse on you because you've been converted and you don't do what you used to do. Changes happen. Have you had changes happen in your life? If you have, you might well be converted. People used to sleep around. They used to booze all the time. They used to worship false gods like Baal or television or music stars. But they don't do that anymore. Now they worship God. And everybody thinks they're weird. Okay? What has happened to me? I've been converted. I'm now going to tell you what conversion is. Okay? My friend has a teacher, and this teacher teaches economics. And one day this teacher asked his class, what is conversion? And my friend, who had just become a Christian and had been converted, put his hand up and said, I know what conversion is. And the economics teacher, do you know what economics is? Maths. Maths. Is it fancy maths? fancy maths. And the economics teacher said, what is conversion? And my friend said, it is a complete change from one thing to another. That's what conversion is. A complete change from one thing to another. And the maths, the economics teacher said, yes, explain more, thinking my friend was going to tell him about numbers changing from one to another. But he started giving his Christian testimony of how he used to live like that, but now he's been saved. He's been changed from one thing to another. And do you know what the teacher said? Oh, you silly boy. Do you know why? Because teachers think that spiritual conversion, when a person is changed from one thing to another, is silly. They think it's silly. And they made fun of them. And they heaped abuse on my friend. But, Ogmore Vale, we must not be ashamed of this little word with huge implications called conversion. Here's another verse about conversion. It's in 1 Thessalonians. It's not up there. It says this. You turned to God from idols. That is conversion. I'm now going to tell you another way to think of conversion. And I'm going to use an illustration and then I'm going to apply it. And here's the illustration. Conversion is one thing, and I'll test you on this after, made up of two parts. One thing made up of two parts. Now, I like WWE wrestling. Yeah? And all cool people do. Like Mrs. Knott and Caleb. And cool people in Caleb's school like WWE wrestling. Do you know what that is, Naomi?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you do, because you're cool. Now, in WWE wrestling, there's something called a tag team. A tag team is one team, but made up of two people. Now, my favorite tag team is called the Legion of Doom. What are you shaking your head at, Angie? And the Legion of Doom is one team, but made up of two people. The wrestler called Hawk. And the wrestler called Animal. And when Hawk and Animal are together, they are one team. The Legion of Doom. One thing, two parts. Do you understand? Right. Conversion is one thing, and it consists of two parts. I will now tell you what those two parts are. And I hope you're asking yourself, am I converted? The first part of conversion is called repentance. The second part of conversion is called, do you know what it is? Faith. Repentance always goes together with its tag team partner called faith. And when those two things happen, somebody becomes converted. Right. Owen, next question. What then is repentance? Repentance, tag team number one, tag team half number one, is turning from sin. It is not feeling guilty and doing nothing about it. It is turning from sin. Now, I met a man once who was committing the sin of adultery. He was cheating on his wife. And I told him, that is wrong. You must repent. And he happened to agree that what he was doing was wrong. And he felt guilty, like sometimes we do when we do wrong things. And he was making his wife and children cry. And he knew it. And he felt sad about it. But he didn't turn from it. So he would cry himself to sleep because he got himself in a mess. And he would feel guilty. But he never repented, which is to turn from it. That is because he remained selfish and didn't want to turn from being selfish. Lots of people will go to hell today and they feel guilty about their sin, but they don't turn from it. But repentance is when you change your mind about the whole act and you stop doing it. You turn and you determine, I am going to go in a different direction. Now, you Christians know, we still sin, don't we? But now what happens is when we sin, we don't want to do it and we hate it and we tell God about it and we resolve not to do it again. Now, Calvary, God loves you, the devil hates you. And the way that the devil wants to keep you in line with him is that he never tells you to stop doing stuff. But God is a good parent. He's good for you. And he often says, don't do that. It's bad for you. And today you must trust that he's right and repent of sins in your life. That's why this text says, that is what some of you were. Some of you were greedy or drunkards or homosexual or adulterers or proud. All those sins. But now they've been converted, they have repented and turned. That is why it says, that is what some of you were. That is repentance. Are you converted? And what was the second half of the tag team? Call it out. Faith. That means, what is faith? So repentance is turning from. Faith is turning to something. It's a tag team. Right. Have you got faith? Have you? Have you got faith? Since my conversion, people say to me this. Owen, you have blind faith. You're trusting blindly in something that there's no evidence for. You're just living this strange dream up in the clouds somewhere. And I say to them, you are wrong. That is not faith. Faith is built on facts. So now I'm going to tell you some facts. And I wonder if you trust these facts and exercise faith towards them. Ready? There is a God. Fact. Do you trust that? Christ came to planet Earth and was God and was man. Fact. He is the eternal Son of God who became man. Naomi, you asked a good question on Thursday about Jesus. Was he made 2,000 years ago? And we said, no, he's the eternal Son of God who 2,000 years ago put on a human flesh body. Remember that? Good question. Jesus kept God's law perfectly. Fact. And we all haven't. Fact. Do you believe that? He died a death in the place of other people, other sinners. He became sin. Fact. Then he rose again from the dead and he lives now to save people in Ogmore Vale. And one day he's coming back to remake this world with his church and with his people, with heaven. There'll be no death or cancer or tears or paedophilia or drunkenness or laziness or pride. Fact. Now, here's a question. The devil knows all of that stuff, but he isn't a Christian. And I didn't ask, do you believe it? Well, I sort of did. But here's the difference. The devil doesn't act on those facts. He doesn't live for those facts. And faith is obeying what you know is true. And the devil doesn't do that. And most people in this valley don't do that. They do not have faith. Do you live in accordance to those facts? That is faith. Now, Mrs. Knott asked me to get some ice cream the other day from Tesco, and I wrote down the name of it, but the writing of the list wasn't enough. I had to do something more than just accept the list. I had to actually obey the list and commit to going to buy the ice cream. Having the list is not enough. I knew they wanted ice cream, but I had to do something about it. The fridge was empty and it needed to be full. Or freezer, isn't it? And this is the Romans 1 verse. Through him we've received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to what? What have we been called to? Obedience. that comes from faith. So faith enables you to obey the commands that God wants you to live by. And that, my friends, is conversion. The turning from and the turning to. Now, you should all know exactly where you stand before a holy God. And if you don't stand in his family, you now know what you need to do. And if you don't want to do it, you now need to tell Jesus that you don't want to do it. You need to ask him to save you and save your affections so that you will want to do it. That's conversion. Now, I want you to go home. And I want you to tell all of your friends, I've been converted. And when they say, what on earth is that? You can say, I have repented from my sins and I have placed my faith in the facts of the Lord Jesus Christ and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I just have one more thing to explain to you. So shuffle in your seats for the last couple of minutes. But don't shuffle, like wake yourself up. Because there's a second answer to this question. What was the question? Are you converted? Okay? There's something else that happens to everybody who's been converted. And it is mind-blowing. And it's happened to you if you trust in Jesus. Now this will blow your mind. There's something else going on, something secret in the hearts of everybody who's been converted from this time to ours today, to me in 2004, God was doing something secret in my heart. Right, here's a question. This is profound theology coming your way. What was the first thing Levi Batstone did when he was born? He cried. In fact, he hasn't stopped. He was nearly a year old. Now, he's not so bad. The first thing he did was cry. Correct. Next question. Did he cry first or was he born first? He was born first. He cried because he was born. If you repent and have faith and call out to Jesus to save you, you are crying out. Do you know why? Because you have been born again. What did Levi have to do with being born? Nothing. The nurses yanked him out. God makes people born again secretly. And then they cry out. That is an essential part of being a Christian. And now at the last verse. Yet to all who did receive him. Have you received Jesus? To all who believe in his name and you say yes to those facts and you live by them, he gave them the right to become children of God. Children not born of family members, what family you're in, or human decision, or a husband's will. They were born of God. I am a Christian. Are you? I am not a Christian because I am Keith Batstone's son. I am not a Christian because I know Mr. Knott. I am not a Christian because someone decided one day that I should be a Christian. That's their will, not mine. I wasn't a Christian because I decided to be a Christian. I was born because God willed it to happen. And he does it like the wind in Ogmore Vale. And what happens is some random person becomes a Christian. And you thought, whoa. I didn't think they would be. And then somebody else becomes a Christian. And it's like the wind blowing and God just breathing in people's hearts and souls and give them a new nature. And then one day they go, oh, I want to be saved. I want to turn from my sin. I put this cardigan on this morning and later on I will take it off. In 2004, I did not put Christianity on. And I cannot take it off. God saved me. And therefore, he has me forever. So if you are a Christian, he will keep you forever. Isn't that amazing? This isn't a fad. If you are saved now, I will see you in glory, glory forevermore. He will keep you and he will protect you. So we close with a catch-up, my friends. Conversion is one thing made up of a tag team partnership of repentance and faith. And when you do that, it is all of God making you born with a new nature inside. May we all be under new management. Now, the Curry House Marcus likes is under new management, and it's a change for the worse, it seems. But a Christian is under new management for the better. So go home, be better wives, be more patient husbands, be more obedient children, work harder, enjoy hobbies more. Be Christians, for his name's sake. Amen.